Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Would you need to locate my account?
Your zip code?
46234.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Let's see. Give me just a moment here.
Sure.
And what would be the first and last name?
Kevin Boda, B-O-D-A, and I'm a man. I might sound like a woman, but I'm a man.
Okay. So the first name was Kevin, correct?
You got it. Yep.
Okay. And please verify the street address.
10318 East County Road, 200 North.
Okay, thank you for that. And I see that you have the SmartFit Ketomatic gummies, and I also see that you're also out of the trial period. How can I assist you?
They billed me $129.97 today. I read my thing very carefully to make sure there was no additional charges. And there was. And there's a charge on my account today for $129.97.
Yes, sir. I do see that here. Just give me just a moment here.
I thought your company was really, really good the other day when I charged those two items and, you know, big trials. But I said, well, it's a big company. They didn't charge anything extra. And then you charge something. That happens so many times. I read all of the details to make sure there's no additional charges before I do anything.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the misunderstanding with that, sir. Let's see here. Looks like this would be a four-day trial period, and if the customer doesn't call to cancel within the 4 days, then they would be charged for the remainder of the 30-day supply that they've already received on day five.
Say that again.
This was a three to four-day trial period. This was a three-day trial period, and if the customer doesn't call to cancel, then they will be charged for the remainder of the 30-day supply that they've already received on day four.
Well, I haven't received it at all, but cancel it. What do you want me to do, just send these back? I thought it was a free trial, and if I liked them, then I could order them.
It would have been free if the customer were to have called within the trial period. That's where the free comes from. But we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
No, I'll take the customer refund for the $129.97 and the other two items also, because I won't even have a chance to try them. I mean, I believe it said 30 days when I looked at it.
It's a 30-day supply.
It's a 30-day what?
It's a 30-day supply.
Okay. Well, I'll just... I mean, it makes no sense to... I haven't bought them yet. They don't even to get here until Tuesday, I believe.
Well, we can offer you a 50% of a customer courtesy refund.
Oh, well, I'll take the $129.97. And you want to be the only, and I didn't order. I haven't got the item yet. In Indiana, we have a 5-day right of rescission. And I'm telling you, I'll just send the items back. I'm canceling before I even get them. So cancel the whole thing.
We do not accept returns, sir, and the product is en route to you. We cannot stop any shipments Our distribution center has stopped accepting returns after the pandemic, regardless of packaging conditions, and we can offer you 75% of a customer courtesy refund since you will receive the products of what you've been charged for.
I will take 100%, and I want my $7.97 and $6.97 too, because it didn't say it was just, it said that was my shipping. That's all I have to pay for this trial. I don't even get a chance to try it, which is sort of crazy, because now you're losing a potential customer. So just give me the whole refund, and give me the refund for the other two items, because I'm not even going to try them. I'm just going to refuse them when they come.
Then we will reship the products right back out to you, sir. We do not accept returns.
Well, you don't accept them, because it didn't say that. I'm a businessman, and I did business for 38 years, so I know I read these contracts very good, and it did not say that.
That's only for customers who bought the product straight out. You were within the trial period. We only accept returns for customers who bought the product straight out.
I haven't even received it. How can I be in the trial period? You can't charge people for 3 or 4 days when it hasn't even received it yet.
Yes, sir. Well, we have no control over the United States Postal Service, sir, as to how or when the customers receive the products.
Yeah, okay, but 3 or 4 days doesn't work. So it's coming back. Trust me, it's coming back, and I'm going to reverse this with the bank as soon as the processing is done. So one way or another, I'm going to get full credit. When the bank hears this, when Bank of America hears this, trust me, you're going to have problems. They don't play around. I've been with them 34 years, so they listen to me. I'm very careful about these things so I don't get ripped off. I thought you people were very reputable, but you're not sending people a free trial. Just pay the shipping, and then you get it. And even before you get it, you charge them $129. You can't do that. It's against the law in Indiana. I will also let the Attorney General's office know about this. I mean, I know how to handle these things. So either give me the full credit or, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to get it reversed one way or another.
Okay, so I'm working on the refund.
No, I want the full refund.
I'm working on the refunds now, sir, so just give me just a moment, okay?
Yep. By the way, what was your first name?
It's Ivy.
What is it?
Ivy.
Ivy. Wow, I never heard of anybody. I mean, I think I have, but I've never met anybody named Ivy. I like the name. Ivy.
You can blame my mother in Woodstock.
In Woodstock, New York?
I think it was Woodstock in Michigan.
Ah, all right. Well, I'm not far from there. I'm in Indiana, so.
Let's see.
She should have said Ivey. That would have been nice. But that's all right. Ivy's a nice name. I like that. There was a singing group called the Ivies. Did you know that?
No, sir. And plus, on top of that, too, my mother was also in an Ivy League when she was in college.
Yeah, of course she was. What college? She went to a real good college thing.
And she also loved the English ivy that crawls on a lot of houses that gives a cottage aesthetic.
Yeah.
She also loved English ivy. That was like one of her favorite plants on top of the iris. She didn't want to name me Iris, so she decided with Ivy.
I think I do. Iris? I don't know. That's like being named Aggie, Agatha, something like that. Ivy's perfect. Good name. I guarantee you there's nobody else in your company named Ivy.
No, sir. I think I'm the only one.
I'm telling you, I've met a lot of people in my life. I've never talked to anybody named Ivy. It's a good name.
Thank you, sir. I've canceled out the account out for you, and I've issued the $129.97, the $7.97, and the $6.97 refund for you. And that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And I have the confirmation number for the cancellation ready for you whenever you are, sir.
I am ready.
It is C as in Charlie, 227055.
Okay, let me repeat it back. C as in Paul, 227055.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send these back. Is that okay?
We do not accept returns, sir. Our distribution center closed down our return facility.
Okay. So, I'll try it and see how it works.
And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope. So, I'm getting all three of those credits, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really appreciate your help on this.
It's not a problem, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, sir.
And you too, and have a good 2023.
And same to you too, sir.
All right, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thanks.